Good morning. My name is Ed Hollihan, and this is The View from Here. I'm currently rehearsing with the Moonlight Marionettes this year's holiday fair offering of The Shoemaker and the Elves. We'll be ready for you on December 7th when you come to see all the wonders at Pleasant Ridge Waldorf School. There will be three performances that day. Children of all ages are welcome. Two of the Moonbeam crew are quite young, a high school senior and a 20-something singer. The story we are telling was published by the Brothers Grimm early in the 19th century, and it is full of practices, materials, and occupations that simply don't exist anymore. I mentioned to them that where I grew up, we had two shoemakers' shops. Actually, I misspoke. There was only one shoemaker, and his name was Tony. The source of my inaccurate memory, I determined later, was that our shoemaker's brother, Mike, well, he ran a barber shop just two blocks away from Tony's shoe repair shop. Now, the Scuria brothers had emigrated from Sicily after the war, set up shop in New York, and they never looked back. Well, except, of course, for their copies of Il Progresso, the weekly Italian-language newspaper that was in print until 1990. A copy or two of Il Progresso was always resting in a chair just inside their front doors. Dozens of Italian-American neighbors treated them as if they were reference library copies. No one thought of taking the paper home. The community would not have countenanced such a breach of civility. At first, my young colleagues thought I was kidding, which I admit I'm prone to kid. But as I filled in the details, their expressions changed to something more like wonder. It was clear that if they had ever thought about a shoemaker, it was in the context of an ancient, albeit charming, history. Their unexpressed question was undoubtedly, "How old are you?" This interaction of generations and geography got me onto memory lane. The older I get, the more time I spend on that gentle street. One of these days it might develop into an issue, the day that I get stuck there. But for now, my trips back are entirely pleasant. The weather is always comfortable, the lighting is just right, and the characters are smiling. So I began thinking about so many of the occupations that have found their way into a culture's dustbin. The setting is Woodside, Queens, New York, a working-class bedroom community just across the East River from Manhattan. It is 1958, and I am 9 years old. Woodside had a sign painter. Yeah, a sign painter. If you needed a sign for your business or your church or your school, you went to the sign painter's shop on 61st Street. He could work small, a sign to hang on the front door, and he could work large, a 10-by-20-foot billboard that faced the railroad tracks. His shop was one of my favorites. Tubes of paint, cups of paint, cans of paint, brushes of all sizes from whitewash to 00. A long stick with a felt ball at the end. It was a wrist rest to keep his hands off the sign's wet paint. I don't remember how many fonts, they were called typefaces in those days, how many fonts he painted, but in his repertoire, it was impressive. He didn't mind my watching him work, just as long as I kept my distance and stayed quiet. I love the scent of the place. The smell of linseed oil will always send me back there. Now, the seltzer man, he didn't have a shop. He came on his truck, which was filled with mixers, ginger ale, Coke, and seltzer. The carbonated seltzer came in a blue glass pressure bottle, thick and heavy. They had silver nozzles with a trigger to depress. They were beautiful. They had the same blue pigment that was used in the candle holders at the side altar in front of the Blessed Virgin's statue, the same color as the magnificent windows of Chartres Cathedral in France. This blue is the reason why blue was invented. There were candy stores where I bought my dad cigarettes, a hand laundry, a couple of pharmacies, several doctor's offices, and Mike Scuria's competition, Joe's Barbershop, on the corner of 61st Street and Woodside Avenue. Hey, I think I'll go back there for a while. One of these days, you should come with me.